OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in an ad with a new app-building partner on the promises of artificial intelligence. Another company executive is sending a different message. In an interview with the Guardian newspaper, OpenAI's chief global affairs officer Chris Lehane saying, "People are going to be able to access these open-source models and be able to have ongoing, persistent attacks on you. And you're going to need to have really superior models to fend them off and defend yourself." It's been a month since OpenAI revealed one of its models, with no instructions to do so, escaped containment, and hacked another company called Hugging Face.
Well, we're looking at AI, we're looking at controls, we're also making sure that we lead.
Shortly afterwards, President Donald Trump said the White House was examining safety regulations, but little has happened since, at least on the federal level. Weeks ago, a New Mexico judge ordered Facebook and Instagram owner Meta to pay more than $900 million U.S. for causing mental harm to children. On Monday, Alabama's attorney general subpoenaed OpenAI over the Hugging Face incident, investigating whether the company violated consumer protection laws and poses an ongoing risk to the citizens of the state.
They might be able to impose real change on the way OpenAI operates.
The University of Toronto's Evan Light says the New Mexico ruling could offer precedent for controlling tech giants, pointing out the chorus calling for AI control includes top AI companies like OpenAI. And he notes Lehane's comment targeted open source artificial intelligence, OpenAI's not-for-profit rivals.
Hugging Face tried to use an OpenAI model to deal with the situation, and it was not capable of doing that. And it used an open source model from a Chinese developer to adequately figure out what the situation was.
Global News asked OpenAI for comments. The company did not respond by deadline. On Monday, it told CNN it is conducting a thorough review.